I'm Michael. I left MAGA.
Hey guys, Rich coming to you here with Leaving MAGA at leavingmaga.org for the Midas Touch Network. We got a brand new testimonial for you today of a brave and courageous man who left MAGA. I want to bring him in.
Hey.
His name is Michael Serback. He's from the great state of Ohio. Michael, I want to first welcome you to the show. And I want to thank you for not just being with us, but also for taking the initiative and reaching out to us about wanting to tell your story. So let's just get right into this. So what I want to take us to at the point in your life when Trump comes on the scene, the MAGA movement starts. What made you gravitate to that community? Take us at that time and the specifics of what attracted you to the MAGA movement.
Well, I think first it was I knew of Trump. I used to watch a lot of WWE, and he was in a few of those events. I don't know. I thought he was interesting. I thought he was like very charismatic. But aside from that, I think one of the things was I was hearing a lot about like when ISIS was in charge of they were taking over land in the Middle East, and I was listening to guys like Ben Shapiro, Fox News, that were saying that they could come here and enact Sharia law in America. That was one of the things I was scared of, and I thought Trump was the only one that would be willing to do something about that. I think he did the Muslim ban, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I was fearful of a lot of the things that they would say on the right-wing media bubble, like the Fox, Ben Shapiro's, all of that. And I just thought he was a strong leader, a good businessman. I thought he could fix our country, the economy. I don't know. There was just a lot of fear drawn up by the right-wing media bubble. And I just kind of got caught up into it.
Yeah, you know, thank you for your candor in that, because the same happened to me. And this is really a running theme throughout our Leaving MAGA videos, which everyone can find at Midas Touch Network and at our site, leavingmaga.org, is that the MAGA and GOP-friendly media is omnipresent in these testimonials, such as the one that you're given now, your story about how influential they are and how they prey upon our natural desires and instincts of survivalism and wanting to be safe and secure in our own country. Now, after 2016, Trump wins, we're validated as MAGA Americans. Take us through what life was like for you after Trump is elected.
At the time, I was pretty happy about it. That's one of the things me and my parents kind of bonded over, one of the many things. I felt like he did some good things. Like, he went over to visit Kim Jong-un in North Korea. I thought he may have avoided us from a potential war with them. I thought he was giving out, he did the tax thing where he cut taxes. It's hard to think back because my mindset's changed so much since then. But I thought he was just overall better for the economy. I thought we were doing better all the way up until about COVID. Yeah, I felt like a sense of a unity with people around me more so, because everybody in my town, for the most part, are Trump supporters. And I don't know, I'd say that's about it. Just felt a sense of unity. Like, we got the strong guy in office, anti-establishment. That's pretty much it, I think.
I'm hearing a couple of other motifs that run through our videos. You know, yeah. The first is, and this was my entree into MAGA, was a belief that the two parties were the same. They didn't represent most Americans. And here came Trump, this iconoclastic outsider. Yeah, he ran as a Republican, but he had no government, no political, no military experience. And I thought the entire system needed to be smashed and obliterated. And I thought, okay, here's a guy who seems willing and able to do it. He doesn't need the job. He's exactly the right person for this position in our history. And the other detail that's so important that you're touching upon here, Michael, is you're talking yeah. about unity. And there's a community, and your own, and MAGA was a tie that binded and bound your family together, right? You and your folks. So
yeah,
talk about that. Like, talk about the relationship with your parents while in MAGA, because I think that's something viewers really want to hear about.
Yeah, we've always had a good relationship, but that was just one of the other things that brought us together, I guess you'd say. We, for the most part, agree on most things. But yeah, them, I don't know, something we could be happy about.
What about your folks right now? So do they consider themselves still to be MAGA Trump supporters?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So, so you broke away, which we're going to talk about in a moment.
Okay.
So what's that dynamic like with you and your folks? Do they know that you left? And if so, when you told them, what was their reaction?
Yeah, I left, I told them I left around the beginning of this year. One of the main reasons was I'm dating a girl from the Philippines, right? And I'm trying to bring her over here sometime this year. And it seemed like with every single one of Trump's rallies leading up to the election, it was nonstop talk about how immigrants are rapists, murderers. They're going to poison the blood of our country, like, stuff that I'm a history guy. I've heard of like Hitler saying those kind of things back in the Nazi Germany days. And the way I feel the way you talk as a leader really matters. It's at some point, it's not just words and it affects people's lives. And it's the immigration process is already really hard as it is. And it takes a long time. And if they're drumming up fear about immigrants, I feel like it's going to make it almost impossible for me to bring her over here. And, yeah, I'm really concerned about that.
Do you think you'd be willing to show your folks this video? Yeah. I'm just wondering what they're going to say when you say, "Hey mom, hey dad, I want to show you this testimonial I offered," and show them at our, which your testimonial in a written form is at our site, leavingmaga.org. And I want to read a little excerpt from that. And again, this is your written testimonial. You can get it at our site, leavingmaga.org. Let me read this here. You wrote, "I did vote for Trump in 2020. I didn't believe his claims that the election was stolen. I didn't see any evidence of that. When the January 6th attack on the Capitol happened, I wasn't sure what to believe. Trump was saying he didn't mean for the mob to do what it did, although it seemed as if he had egged them on and didn't try to stop the riot. In the end, I was just hoping the craziness would allow Trump to stay in office. I still lived in the right-wing echo chamber, so I was still loyal to MAGA."
Yeah.
So there's... here's what I'm hearing there, and in our conversations we've had, that sounds around the time, even though you were still, as you say, a loyalist to MAGA, what I hear in that period of your life is when your doubts started to commence. When the uncertainty crept in, take us through your mental and emotional state, how you were feeling, how you were contending with a little bit of a struggle about whether you felt like the MAGA movement reflected who you were and your values. So take us through that, how just some of the sentiments that you were feeling at the time.
Yeah, well, it started like, well, really is when I left the right-wing media bubble and started looking at independent journalists. Like, I'd notice a lot of the things that they were saying were lies. Like, and they would provide video proof of them saying it. And I thought the independent media made a lot more sense to me. I felt like I was being lied to all this time about pretty much everything, about immigrants, about a lot of the things Trump said about the pandemic, about just a lot of things.
About pretty much everything? You know, fair to say, right? Because in my case, when I started to question my beliefs, it sounds so simple, but it was profoundly life-changing and altering for me. I diversified my news and information sources. So you did exactly the same. So as you're saying this, you're taking me back, Michael, into the period of my life when I'm thinking I would look at, well, actually, the Democrats aren't importing brown people, so they seize power permanently, or the liberals aren't trying to actually take my guns, or progressives, they're not indoctrinating our children in public schools into becoming transgender Marxists. All of this sounds so absurd, but like you, I believed it at the time. And then when you start to slowly move out of that right-wing media and information bubble, you start to see, this isn't really what I'm, the beliefs that shaped our life and shaped our worldview weren't really accurate. And then tell me about that struggle when you start to realize, wow, I'm believing something or multiple beliefs that are false. So what was that like for you just emotionally as you're going through that and coming to the, having your own epiphany as it's occurring?
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like I said before, everything was a lie. I have to get my information from somewhere else. I feel like the only reason that I believe that the Democrats and Joe Biden were so evil is because of where I was getting my news before. I thought they were trying to tear apart our country, but there was actually some things that I liked about Biden, like the Inflation Reduction Act. I liked how he brought a sense of decency. Every American was treated the same, regardless of race, creed, or gender. Everybody could be respected. I just don't feel that in the MAGA community anymore. If you leave, you're an outsider. You get treated differently. You get a different level of respect. And that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah, that is really so true. It's why there were many times privately that I censured Trump along with others, my fellow MAGA compatriots. We criticized Trump numerous times, Charlottesville, COVID, but publicly, never.
Yeah.
Because if you did it, you're right. You know this, Michael, you're exiled. You're basically a MAGA apostate and a heretic. And it's why I say it really shows just how intrepid a person you are, just like all of those who have told their stories, as well as friends and family we featured of those who were still in the thrall of MAGA. Walking away is really hard because you're leaving a community. You know, you've talked about today, unity, the communal existence that all of us, it's not that we want it, we need it. So let me ask this as we wrap up here. Why do you feel compelled to tell this story? What is it that you hope that the country and our viewers will take from this, and why you felt motivated, as you had told me privately when you reached out? Why do you feel motivated to recount this story of yours?
Yeah, I just wanted people to really, I want to really encourage people to get their information from multiple different sources instead of just believing one side. I feel like most people go to the mainstream media. The mainstream media can be corrupted. They're bought by billionaires, and their stories can be influenced by that. I just want people to do their own research and try to find the facts instead of believing every single thing you're told by one side. And I feel like Trump likes to drum up a lot of fear in people so he can push his lies through, and so he gets as little resistance as possible, basically.
I have to say I concur with all the above, and I can, because it was experiential for me. I lived it. Michael, I just want to thank you again for being with us. I want to also welcome you to the Leaving MAGA and Midas Touch community. And as I always like for us to close out our videos, I just want to, again, this is Michael Surback from great state of Ohio. As we wrap up here, Michael, I just want to affirm I'm rich and I left MAGA.
I'm Michael. I left MAGA.
Thanks so much, Michael. Really appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Hey guys, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any updates from Leaving MAGA with the Midas Touch Network. Also, please feel free to go ahead and subscribe at Leaving MAGA's YouTube channel. We are a growing channel there as well. Have you left MAGA, or are you having doubts? Do you have a relative or a close friend in MAGA? We want to hear from you. Be sure to reach out to us at leavingmaga.org. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for watching.
Love this video? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram @MidasTouch and help us blow past 500,000 followers.